Governor Baker has said that 1,000 ventilators to help patients with severe cases of COVID-19 are on their way to the state from the national stockpile in the coming days. Also in the works, some inventors are devising simple, cheap ventilators that could serve if there's a severe shortage. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg has that story.
In his home basement, Worcester Polytechnic Institute professor Greg Fisher is making a mannequin inhale and exhale. He's using a flexible pouch that's normally squeezed by hand. It's common in ambulances and hospitals. But Fisher's device doesn't need human hands. It's automated.
Having one person beside one patient the entire time is really not going to be scalable. So the whole idea here is that we can have this automated device for squeezing an already accepted and already approved type device, and then adding sensors and valves, for example, to try to increase the safety.
Fisher is among inventors scrambling to develop devices that can vastly increase the supply of ventilators to handle the expected surge of patients who need help to breathe because of COVID-19. His team at Worcester Polytechnic Institute is working on multiple models, some more complex and some so simple they have no sensors or other electronics. They just plug in and pump air. The team will be sharing their designs the way software code can be open source, only this is open mechanical design. Fisher says the designs will be easy to replicate and use readily available parts.
For example, the current design I have, we actually went with some standard automotive motors. You can literally buy these at AutoZone or any auto repair place. I tried to use bearings that are readily available. They're this type that are used in every rollerblade, skateboard, and even those fidget toys.
And other parts could be made on 3D printers. Fisher is hoping to have prototypes ready for testing in a couple of weeks. At MIT, a similar project stems from work that began 10 years ago. Abdul Mohsen Al-Husseini was a grad student back then and recalls a student effort to build a simpler, cheaper ventilator for developing countries. He says a standard hospital ventilator costs around $30,000.
The one we had in mind could have foreseeably been done under $100. Now, it doesn't replicate all the functionality of the expensive ones, but it could be used as kind of an emergency solution.
The current MIT team's members are not available for interviews these days because they're so busy with the project. But Al-Husseini, who's now a space technology entrepreneur, is in touch with them, and he says it's important for do-it-yourselfers to beware of trying to make ventilators at home.
That can get a little scary because, you know, lungs are very sensitive organs, and you have to make sure that you're not, you know, putting too much pressure or vacuuming pressure and collapsing lungs. So the idea is to have just a very mature design that has been reviewed by physicians that could be replicated by people with medical training and manufacturing training.
A handful of other teams around the country are working on stopgap ventilators as well. The MIT team says it will seek FDA approval when it has a design finalized. Meanwhile, it's sharing designs and updates online. Worcester Polytechnic Institute professor Greg Fisher says such academic teams cannot do large-scale manufacturing themselves, but can offer their designs to companies that will. In his basement, he's getting help from a very young engineer in training, his 4-year-old son, Maddie, as he uses his experimental device on a mannequin.
Maddie, what machine is this?
I don't know.
What are we helping him do?
Helping him breathe.
Yeah, we're helping him breathe.
Fisher says developing simpler ventilators is crucial, not just for this crisis, but for the crises of the future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.